producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Okay, it's time for more action in your transaction. It is Tuesday, October 13th. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is in Prague, Czechoslovakia. Does that mean she'll be here or not?
I guess it would
depend on how her trip went, Kenny, because according to the flight plan that I saw, they would be getting into Czechoslovakia, into the Prague airport, about the time that she would be ready to go on the air. So let's see. She was going to go find a plug. So let's see if we can help her with her plug. Speaking of plugs, there is a Democratic debate tonight. Actually, you know what? I have a new toy. I don't know. They're going to go find it. Has all kinds of sound effects on it. Like drama. The drama sound effect. Da-da-da-da. Martin O'Malley. Da-da-da-da. Jim Webb. Boom, 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 boom. Lincoln Chafee. All running fairly far behind to the point that, huh? Who are these people? Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are on the top of the ticket. The secondary players are all hoping to gain ground with strong performances, which they hope to give tonight. Then the thought about Bernie Sanders, who really isn't a good Democrat. He's been an independent for a long time, right? But he would have to run as a Democrat. He's a Democratic socialist calling for a political revolution. Well, I'm not a democratic socialist. I'm not much for socialism. Do I take my Social Security check every month and put it in the bank? Yep, I do that. But that was the first of many socialistic tendencies that we have gone, the road we've gone down has been pretty socialistic, actually. And so Bernie embraces that sort of thing. We all pretty much know what Mrs. Clinton embraces. Don't we know her now? Why is she even participating? We know what she's all about. We should have a debate or a discussion between the people that we don't know. Bernie Sanders. We don't know too much about him. Martin O'Malley. Trust me, when you get to know stuff about him, you won't like him. Jim Webb. Lincoln Chafee is actually a very interesting character. In my mind, he was the former governor of Rhode Island. He was also a senator from Rhode Island. And he's a very intelligent fellow. Frankly, I find him, of all the Democratic candidates, although I haven't talked much about him on the air, because I don't want to talk much about this on the air anyway. I don't want to talk about politics because it's so divisive. What are these people going to do, any or all of them, to bring the United States of America together and together making this a better place? Because the only way that we're going to throw off all of the things that are going on that are negative in our country is to get together. Remember that old song from, was it People Are Talking? Let's get together. What do you say? You remember that? Or am I the only one who remembers that?
I think you're the only one.
The only one who remembers. All right. So there are a lot of Republicans, and we pretty much have shaken out the good, the bad, and the ugly there. Now it's time for the Dems to belly up to the bar, boys, so to speak. Let's see. There's Joe Biden in the question and answer column. What do you think about him? Is he going to show up tonight? Is it too late for him to show up? If he came out today and said, I am going to save the day. Here he comes to save the day. I'm going to run for president. I'm going to beat Hillary Clinton. I'm going to beat Donald Trump. I'm your man. If I can't do it, nobody can. What would you say to that? What do you think, Kenny? Were you ever a Joe Biden fan?
I think he's a good man.
Yeah.
The toll.
What does it mean? He's a good man, though. What is that? Is he a good human being? Is he a good husband? A good father? Is he a good politician? What is he good at?
I liked that as a senator that he still lived in his home in Delaware and took the train into Washington to work.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so many of these people seem so out of touch, and I didn't get that feeling about Joe Biden.
No. His staff, his advisors, have been talking to potential donors. They are not expected to upend the debate by revealing his plans just before the candidates take center stage. See, if I were him and I wanted to do this, that's exactly what I'd do. What do you think? Yes, no? Or would that be too... Well, I mean, this is all about me. Virginia Senator Jim Webb is a decorated Vietnam veteran. He's not a fan of Mrs. Clinton's because she supported the Iraq War. If you go back to that, yeah, you remember, she supported... She's kind of a hawk in a manner of speaking, isn't she? When she was Secretary of State, didn't she come across as sort of sounding like when she was a senator, she was hawkish?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lincoln Chafee. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, he was a Republican before he was a Democrat. Who else can we turn that around and cancel him out with Donald Trump, who was a Democrat before he became a Republican? Wait a minute! Ronald Reagan was a Democrat before he became a Republican. And look what legacy he left! Is it possible that Lincoln Chafee could be the new Ronald Reagan? Or could Mrs. Clinton be the new Nancy Reagan? Well, she already was, I guess, right? Nancy, what do you think Nancy Reagan thinks of Hillary Clinton? Or for that matter, what does Nancy Reagan think of Carly Fiorina? Or for that matter, does anybody care? Mrs. Reagan, not a big fan of the Clintons. You may or may not have heard the story about, there's a book, as a matter of fact, that came out this past weekend about the Clinton years, the Reagan years, and a lot of the focus is on Reagan's funeral. Mrs. Reagan was asked by the Clintons if Bill Clinton could speak at his funeral, and she said, no, 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 no. And there were a number of reasons for that. I don't know what they were, but whatever it is, make any difference. She didn't want him to speak. So that, in some people's minds, a black mark against the Clintons, the Reaganites. So what else is there to say about this debate tonight? It's going to be another discussion rather than a debate.
It's not going to be as long as the GOP one.
No, because there aren't as many people to speak.
Well, CNN already said that was too long. And
it was too long.
This one's going to be shorter.
All right, so CNN's doing it. Do you have a surprise? Fox isn't having a Democratic debate? How come they had a Republican debate?
I think they're having another Republican debate in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but how come they're fair and balanced at Fox? Why aren't they having a Democratic debate? What's the problem here? I'm shocked. Aren't you shocked?
Yeah, that is a shock.
Oh, my God. The Fox people can't see clear to have a sampling of Democratic thought on their airwaves? Do you think, what, the transmitter's going to blow up? what a bunch of phonies. Fair and balanced. Yeah, sure they are. All right. I'm sure we've ruffled enough feathers to get some comment going. Get a little action at facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Provia is an easy way for you to fix the problem of all that hair that's coming out in your hairbrush or your comb. That's normal, by the way. Your hair falling out is normal. The fact that new hair is not growing in is not normal. That's why I suggest you consider using Provia, which is a serum with botanical extracts. It cleanses your scalp, gets rid of the gluck that plugs up your pores on your scalp so that the follicles of hair under your scalp can't get through. That's why you lose your hair in many instances. Not all instances, but that's how many people lose their hair. So you get it back again. It's cool. 800-525-8319. Use this. It feels different. When you put it on your hands, it almost feels sticky, but then the stickiness goes away. I know from experience because I use Provia. Don't want to have my hair go bye-bye. And you ought not to have yours, whether you're a man or a woman. You ought to call 800-525-8319 and order the incredible Provia product that cleanses the scalp, gets everything going. It has a volumizer in it, too. So your hair, when the Provia dries, your hair will seem thicker and fuller, what hair you have on your head. So as it works to help you get new hair, it also helps you to look better because it sort of fixes the problem of your thin, wispy hair. In a couple of applications, you'll be feeling much better about how you look. 800-525-8319. Mention Doug Steffen. You get two bottles of Provia for the price of one. Two Provias for the price of one. The Super Provia Concert. Super Provia Concentrate works faster. So you'll look better, quicker. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
The This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is 23 after the hour on the Good Day program. So in this portion of the program, in this hour, try to levitate things. Is that a good word? Levitation?
Sure.
Levitation, yeah. What is it when you, like David, what's his face, levitates? Is that when he gets off, you move off of the ground? Is that levitating?
That is levitating.
David.
You're talking about David Blaine?
Blaine, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's levitation. It was levitation. I know. All right, let's see if we have a little levity. Late night host starting with Conan O'Brien. No, we don't have anything from Conan. Okay, Stephen Colbert.
I was brought up to celebrate Columbus Day the only way that really makes sense. Mattress sales. Plus 60% off all bedding items. It's appropriate because Columbus loved a good sale. Well, he did it. That's true. No, it's true. Check the historical record. When he landed in America, he got 100% off all land.
Yeah. There were lots of sales yesterday. Not much else going on, appropriately so. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. Seth Meyers joking about Ben Carson and the Holocaust.
Dr. Ben Carson made news last week by saying that the Holocaust could have been averted if European Jews had had guns. Though I'm pretty sure what he meant to say was, I don't want to be president.
Okay. All right, Ellen DeGeneres yesterday on her daytime program played a game of no or go. So how do you play that, Kenny? What's no or go all about?
I don't know.
Really? I've never heard of it before. All right, so, Kara, do you know anything about the game No or Go? Let's see if we're all blind, dumb, and happy here.
As far as I know, it's just a little quiz game. So you either know the answer or I think...
You're out. Is that it?
Yeah, I think she does.
You know the answer.
To you.
Is this just for her and her audience? This is not something that's on the market?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you for that explanation. So with that, we move forward. No or go, questions about subtraction.
Where do
you live? What do you do?
I live in Huntington Beach. I'm an event planner.
Event planner.
Yeah.
Did you go to college?
I did.
Okay, so you're pretty smart.
I hope so.
Okay. All right, here we go. If there are six apples and you take away four, how many do you have?
Two.
If there are six apples and you take away four, you have four.
No!
Stay-at-home mom. How many kids? One?
One.
One kid. How old?
He turns 1 and 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's important for you to be smart to learn something.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Why can't a man marry the sister of his widow?
Because that's his sister-in-law.
The sister of his widow would make him not alive anymore. Where do you live? What do you do?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a preschool teacher for kids with autism.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Here we go. You shouldn't be scared. What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? Don't help the idiots.
An ice cube?
Your guess is an ice cube.
Yeah.
You just get over it. It's a towel.
That's kind of cute. We got to play that here.
It's very clever.
But right, when Richie gets here, we'll ask him a question. We don't know the answer. He has to go. How's that? All right, here's Wendy Williams from her program yesterday answering a question about helping a mother-in-law find love.
I'm very lucky to have a wonderful mother-in-law. She's fun, she's got a great personality, and she's a beauty. But she's been single for over 20 years. And my husband and I would love to see her find a partner, someone to share her life with. But we're wondering, should we do some behind-the-scenes matchmaking, or is it a horrible idea to get involved in her love life?
How old is she?
She's 70, but she totally looks 50. Like, she looks good. She looks good.
Set up a profile and explain to her once it's finally set up. You and your husband sit down with her and explain to her exactly what that means and lead her to the water.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Marks the spot on your radio dial or in other circumstances, because there's lots of ways of getting the Doug Steffen Good Day program every single day. We give out certificates of appreciation. The best reward or award will go to Jack Stockwell, who joined us in a few minutes with an update on some important medical information, including the reality of using a heart stent. Good idea or not, other things involving the heart, and where research is done, all that good stuff, from Jack in a matter of moments. It's 20, where are we, 26 for the hour? Oh, I was going to remind you where you can hear the Good Day program, DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. We have TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, you name it, we're on it. Right, Kenny? Yay!
You bet.
All right. So, speaking of you name it, we're on it. Tonight, many eyes will be focused on the same thing a lot of people wandering around Las Vegas have seen, these big billboards. Have you seen some of the pictures of those of you who are in Las Vegas? The big billboards promoting the CNN discussion tonight? Come on, it's not a debate. It's a discussion. Subtle divisions in the candidacies of various no-names like Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, Lincoln Chafee. They want to become more household names, and they're hoping that this first debate will do it tonight. 8:30, by the way, Eastern, on the cable news network, which is not fair and balanced. They don't claim to be, right? But we're asking the question, why isn't Fox having a Democratic debate? Haven't heard an answer back yet from anybody there. So Let's listen to the voices so maybe you can tell them. If you're listening on the radio, you can't see them tonight. Here's what Bernie Sanders sounds like. Well, maybe.
He's very quiet.
Oh, there he is.
The real most important question is, who is prepared to mobilize the American people to stand up to these very powerful and wealthy special interests? Whose track record for the last 25 years has been to say to Wall Street, you know what, we are going to have to break up the large financial institution? From day one, I oppose the Keystone Pipeline, TPP. I believe that our trade policy is going way back when. I voted against NAFTA, CAFTA, PNTR with China. I think they have been a disaster for the American worker. So people will have to contrast my consistency and my willingness to stand up to Wall Street and corporations, big corporations, with the Secretary.
All right. Not to sound like someone who is a bigot, because I'm not, and I don't have to apologize for that, but Bernie Sanders sounds more like a New York Jew to me than he does a Vermont hayseed. Does he to you, Kenny?
Well, he sounds like a tired old man.
Ah, well, he is kind of a tired old man.
And I'm sure they're all tired because this is grueling, and they've got another year and change to go. Yeah. But
all right, so that's how Bernie sounds. See if you can tell whose voice. This is the only female voice that will be appearing tonight on the stage. See if you can guess who this is.
And all of the hardworking people that it represents, because I think you have a right to organize, you have a right to safe working conditions, you have a right to a living wage.
Yeah.
We have to say yes to all of that.
Yeah.
We have to say no to efforts to prevent you from organizing.
Yeah.
To prevent you from having the kind of working conditions you deserve.
Yeah.
The kind of wages that are going to give you a living wage.
Yeah.
And that means saying no to Donald Trump.
Oh, my God, no. He's your friend. He came to your wedding. Oh, wait a minute. She went to his wedding, right?
Yeah.
He didn't go to her wedding. No. Okay. So that was Mrs. Clinton. Big surprise. She's for the unions. And she's in Las Vegas. Wow! That's a groundbreaking position to be having, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, so let's see. Who else is going to be there? Oh! Martin O'Malley. Let's see if we can listen to him stretch his formidable ego.
Majority of Americans who are searching for a new leader who will move us out of these rather divided and self-defeating times of gridlock and inaction. This race is really just beginning for the Democratic Party. By this time, 8 years ago, we had had 9 debates. Now we're going to have our very first debate on Tuesday.
And how are you going to use that to kind of, you know, show America, show Democratic primary voters that you are the alternative to Hillary Clinton?
I'm going to lay out the vision, and not only the vision for the better future we want for our kids, where wages are going up, where opportunities are expanding, but also 15 years of executive experience, which I alone will have on that stage, of actually accomplishing progressive things. It's not about the words, it's about the actions. Things we did in Maryland to pull together new consensus after new consensus to pass a living wage, to pass comprehensive gun safety legislation, to pass the DREAM Act and marriage equality. It's about the doing, not the saying.
But let's talk about a couple of...
Even sound like he's interested in what he has to say.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta wake up. Ooh, all right. I do a radio program. Oh, don't forget, Joe Biden. The Biden watch continues. CNN has set aside an extra chair, an extra lectern, just in case Joe wants to come to Las Vegas and bet on his future. What about it? But his public schedule shows him in Washington today. Well, he could be in Las Vegas later on, get on a plane. It only takes 3 hours, 3.5 hours to get there from Washington. It's a big deal. Spend the day in Washington, spend the night in Las Vegas. Who hasn't done that before and gotten into trouble? Right? All right. So anyway, that's the story, at least as far as I'm concerned, with what's going on. What about you and your concern? You set up something. We have a poll, matter of fact, at DougStephan.com today, thrilling as it is, asking whether or not you're going to watch tonight's debate. Hey, yes, I'm looking forward to it. Yay. B, I'll probably watch some of it. C, I'll wait and catch highlights later. D, I would watch it, but I don't have CNN. E, I have no interest. I think I'd be an E. What about you, Kenny?
Yeah, I will probably catch highlights because I need to for the...
I need to hear what's going on. And maybe as a closet, because Meredith's not around tonight, maybe... Once I get in with my farm work all done, I might have nothing better to do. There's no replay action for 24. So what's on Tuesday? I don't even know what's on. Is NCIS still on Tuesday night?
I don't know. The Muppets are on.
No, the Muppets! Let's watch them instead of the debate. Be more entertaining, right? Yesterday's poll at DougStephan.com asked about local haunted houses. Do you go to them this time of year from now until... Halloween, which, by the way, is Saturday night this year. That's perfect. Let's see. Do you go to local haunted houses? 28% of you said, I love to go to haunted houses. What's the matter with you? 23% said, I don't like going to haunted houses. There you go. We're really fair and balanced. 19% said, I'd go if they weren't so scary and so expensive. 18% said, I prefer haunted houses to theme parks. 12% said, I haven't been to a haunted house in years. Really? Huh. Well, there you go. Our fingers are on the pulse here on the Good Day program. Speaking of pulse, if you have one, you'll want to be paying attention to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's up next. And if you don't have a pulse, maybe we can get him to somehow or other shock you into having a pulse. That's up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nmlsconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
For millions of kids, the school day starts on the bus. School buses are the largest form of mass transportation in the U.S. As mother and journalist Jenna Bush Hager explains, buses running on propane are making the rides safer and cleaner.
Propane school buses are quieter than diesel buses, making it easier for drivers to hear inside and outside the bus. As a result, transportation departments report fewer disciplinary issues and improve student behavior. What's more, using propane reduces emissions and children's exposure to diesel exhaust, which some studies show can cause short-term and long-term health effects.
Are there any other advantages?
With propane, school transportation departments can save thousands of dollars on fuel alone, which helps the entire school system stay on budget and frees up dollars for other essential activities.
Learn more about the benefits of propane buses and how to talk with your school about switching to propane at betterourbuses.com. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
All right, it's 44 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Kenny and I have, Jennifer is in Czechoslovakia today. Jack, you haven't got any ties to Czechoslovakia, do you?
Just an appreciation for their food.
Really? You like Czech food?
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is there about Czech? I never even heard of Czech food.
Oh, it's very spicy.
Oh, really? Very, like Mexican food. Is it Mexican-y?
Yeah. No. They're not using chili powder. They're using different kinds of peppers.
Really?
And it's very tasty.
Have you been to Czechoslovakia?
No, I haven't. I've been to Europe several times, but not Eastern Europe.
Yeah, I've been to
Eastern
Europe.
That's coming.
Yes, it is. Let's go together.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Let's go together. Jack Stockwell is here, noted NUCA chiropractor, focuses on your spine, your neck, the things that are most important for your health and well-being. Also, he and his wife, Mary, have prepared the Forbidden Doctor their podcasts. Now, this is your fourth or fifth month, or has it been longer than that even?
Oh, I think we're coming on to 6 months now.
Six months? Yep. Hundreds of thousands of people downloading this every week. So what's the story this week? What are we
focused latest.
On?
Oh, this is really good. This applies to everybody. Three all-American foods you must stop eating
really?
And what to eat instead.
Do you want to give us a clue? Give us a hint.
It's podcast number 39.
There you go. All right. Check it out. Sign up for it at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All kinds of really great attitudinal changes may come your way as you listen to Jack, who's the favorite of the focus group. More time. Give Jack more time. Jack's brought to us by his Long Life Energy Enzymes, the perfect product that will change the world because there's nothing like it. I take it. Meredith takes it. A lot of people have signed up for it. This is a compound that's, give us a 30-second overview of what's in here. The probiotics, the Geneema, what is there in here that makes it so worthwhile for people to take three or four of these a day?
There are four herbs in there that mimic the effect of insulin in the body that decreases the load upon the pancreas to make insulin. There is so much sugar everywhere we turn.
Yeah.
The hidden sugars, the known sugars, that our pancreas never gets a chance to rest. There's about 38,000 cases last year of pancreatic cancer. 34,000 of them died.
Oh, yeah. All right. So protect yourself. Save yourself from processed foods. That's what the Long Life Energy Enzymes do. And you can get them by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. So there's two reasons for you to go there. ForbiddenDoctor.com. Sign up for the podcast. And then click on Products. Click on Long Life Energy Enzymes. Click on Doug, and you get 10% off.
Yes.
The website is ForbiddenDoctor.com, Long Life Energy Enzymes, things that are extraordinarily good for you if you're interested in your health and well-being. If you want to die, don't call. Don't order them. Just die. Okay. So, the research department here, I noticed that on this date in 2003, Bill and Melinda Gates gave $200 million in grants to fight HIV and AIDS. And I was reading that, and I thought to myself, all right, what's the real benefit? Look at all of the research that's been done. Look at the people who have won the Nobel Prizes this past week or so and the research that's being done. Where would we be? We really need the research. Is it important who pays for it?
Well, absolutely it's important. The previous editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, who her name escapes me at the moment, but she was the editor of the NEJM for over 30 years. And she said here, I think it was either last winter or this spring, I simply do not trust medical research whatsoever anymore. It is bought and paid for.
Well, that unfortunately it is. I always ask that when some of the other doctors on here. Ken Kronhorst loves to talk about the results of research because it's in the medical news every week, as a matter of fact. But I find it questionable, depending on, again, as you suggest, who's paying for it. So there's a new device designed to keep blood vessels open. And according to the research, it performs as well as a conventional stent. This is a one-year study of a heart stent that dissolves after you've had it in your system. It's usually put into, it's not in the veins, it's in the
arteries of the heart.
Right?
Usually in the heart, or it might be in the carotid.
Mm-hmm.
And there's plenty of research also that shows that the inserting a stent is generally no better at preventing a heart attack or early death than taking medication alone.
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's another money-making thing. There's something, a very important thing called collateralization. When an artery begins to be blocked, even a small amount, so that you don't even notice anything's happening,
mm-hmm.
your body will start building arteries around it to bypass that
grows new stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So when the doctor says to you, oh my gosh, you got in here just in time, your descending right coronary widowmaker, whatever, is 90% blocked, how in the world did you live up to that point? Well, you lived up to that because your body has already been adapting to that problem.
Remember when you and I talked about me taking EECP?
Yes.
The bed that you get on and push the blood all around your heart and, well, the rest of your body.
Right.
And
right.
Supposedly this helps, and I think it did. The research that I had done, the pictures taken of my heart before and after showed that where there was a little bit of a problem, a little part of my heart that Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the cardiologist, was concerned about, I had a couple of years of that EECP, and it seems to have provided new veins or new little microveins
That's
to get
right.
blood into this part of the same thing you're talking about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, the body is miraculous in its ability to take place or take care of itself despite what we do to block it.
Smoking, drinking,
right.
eating the wrong foods, all that good stuff. Yeah.
It has this internal action to survive, even though we do our best to get in the way of that.
Yeah, amazing. All right, don't forget the Long Life Energy Enzymes and signing up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell on Doug's Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We welcome in Greg Stebbin, who is the technology expert for Men's Health Magazine, with the story that's highlighted at DougSteffen.com today about this Florida woman who was arrested after broadcasting herself driving drunk. What a genius! Let's figure out how Periscope works. This gives new meaning to up Periscope. That phrase. So we get to that. Plus the Dell purchase of EMC for only $67 billion. That comes under our scrutiny in just a moment. How will that affect you? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one month.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Introducing the Craftsman bolt-on reciprocating saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman bolt-on system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
All right, so a lot of people get to be very wealthy yesterday. This EMC company is headquartered in Hopkinton and Westboro, Massachusetts, which is a stone's throw from where I am. And Dell buying EMC. First of all, what does EMC do? What is their... they're some kind of a software company, aren't they?
Well, they actually have quite a few different businesses, but their core business is basically data storage. And they've been around forever. And, of course, with the cloud and with all of our mobile technology, cloud storage has become more significant than ever because now we're not only storing things, but we're doing our work in the cloud. Mm-hmm. I did want to point out that if you reverse the order of this, you actually could get a company that I think McDonald's would applaud. It would be McDell. But I don't think that's the way it's going to go. Yes.
So there are, with a $67 billion purchase, there are about 300-400 people who work in one of the offices here in Westboro, and I know somebody who's there, and he has been given stock options, as most of the people who came in on the ground floor were given. This is not an old company, by the way. This company's fairly new in terms of all these technology companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dell's not, you know, Dell's no IBM either, but they're old in tech time.
Yeah, right.
You know, exactly. EMC, I don't know when they were founded, but they've been around, I would guess, 25 to 30 years.
So the fellow who owns most of the stock will become a billionaire.
Yes.
Or not most of it, but a good percent, the founder. Then there are people who worked under him who will get hundreds of millions of dollars out of this. And a lot of people who are rank-and-file folks will become millionaires, never have to work again.
Yeah.
So it's a...
And I'm guessing you and I were not any of those.
No, I'm afraid I missed that day, buying stock in
When I first heard this,
like
my
Delta
first...
Airlines or something.
Yeah, my first response was, oh, this is the IBM model. And that's exactly... You know, Dell's in a very difficult place. They have been for a while now. PC sales are shrinking.
Yep.
I haven't been seeing a lot of people walking around with Dell tablets or smartphones, and they've tried, but they haven't been successful there. Mm. So this is a, you know, IBM tanked some years ago and now has come back and is highly successful.
Very high, yeah.
Really in the services and kind of hardware cloud-ish business, and Dell's going to use that as a model, and I think it's very smart.
Good for them. All right, speaking of smart, Florida woman used a live video broadcasting app called Periscope to show off her heavy partying last Friday. What happened with that?
You know, I just wanted to remark that we've heard of the Darwin Awards,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yes.
She, I think, could win the digital Darwin Awards.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're going to do stupid things, if you're going to do criminal things, if you're going to do things that maybe aren't illegal but are immoral...
Yeah.
It might be best to turn your phone off
and
make sure the people around you have turned their phones off.
That could be said for the fellow who committed a robbery and called Uber. That's another story.
Yeah, follow that car.
Well, stupidos. All right, Greg is not one of those. He's an El Smartio, and he's here with us on the Good Day program to advise us on technical matters, if you know what I mean. 59 after the hour.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNMinerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of